As I mentioned earlier in the program, you're going to hear me chat with Joe Newberry. You've heard a couple of his tunes throughout the first hour plus. Joe records with a lot of different people and records by himself, and you're going to find out more about him. He's been on the program many times. I enjoy it thoroughly every single time that he's on. We're going to start off right before we get to his discussion. I call him discussion, conversation. Interview just seems too formal for what I do. I don't really interview people. We just chat, and you get to listen in. Start off then, before we get to there, fly around my Pretty Little Miss, an album that he did with Mike Compton. It was a live thing they do. Mike Compton is often with Joe. He wasn't this time. And we talk about Mike, and we talk about April Birch, and we talk about Joe. We talk a little bit about IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association. This is fun. Thanks so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. Sitting here at Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival with my friend Joe Newberry. Hi, Joe.
Steve, it's good to see you, and thank you for wanting to sit down and chat.
Always. I would always chat with you whether it was on the radio or not.
Same.
You're back here at Gray Fox. You're not with Mike Compton. Normally I see you up here with Mike or
with April Birch.
Yeah, April Birch.
We had a little scheduling thing where we got a contract offered to us a little bit late, and Mike had already taken a camp in Indiana, and so he said he'd already signed a contract, and in our world, when you sign a contract, that's it. So he said, "Oh, Joe, go and work Gray Fox, and then we'll hook up later." So that's what we'll do.
It has been a while since I've seen you, and I know you're busy, all kinds of matters, bluegrass and music world. Right before we started, you mentioned you had just recorded an album with Mike Compton, who we just spoke about. Tell me a little bit about that and when we might expect to see it.
Mike and I recorded an album in January with our friend Adam Engelhart, who works for Sony Publishing. And we put together about 14 numbers, some that we have written ourselves, some we've collected, some good old tunes, and we're just having the best time playing together.
Seems like you always do to me, but I'm always glad the next time you play is the best time.
Yes, that's right. You cannot get better than
if
that.
If people don't know Joe Newberry, shame on you. If you want to learn a little bit about him, Joe, we haven't talked about what you play, what you do, how you sing. Give me a little rundown.
I'll give you the Joe Newberry elevator speech.
Okay.
I'm from Missouri originally. I moved to North Carolina when I was a young man, and I've stayed there the rest of my life. I play banjo and guitar. I write songs. I love to sing. And I'm fortunate that I play in my two favorite duos. I play with Mike Compton, the great mandolin player, founder of the Nashville Bluegrass Band, a longtime John Hartford band member. And I also play with April Birch, fiddler, step dancer, singer, songwriter extraordinaire.
Sure, that's the only word you use to describe her.
It's true. I am. I'm a lucky man. I'm in my two favorite duos.
That's not bad. Are you doing some solo stuff?
Yeah. It's funny.
As far as performing.
And teaching. But performing-wise, the last 3 years, I think everybody can agree, the last 3 years have been strange. And so I found myself taking pretty much everything that was offered because it was so dry for so long. And I overbooked myself a little bit. It's getting a little better. But I've rediscovered how much I like playing solo, too. So I'll do that some. But I want to make sure that I keep my calendar pretty free to play with Mike and to play with April.
Let me ask you this, as a solo performer with those other two out there, how far ahead would you book something?
We're booking into 2024, and I've already got a couple of things in 2025 for me on the books.
So you wouldn't hold everything back just for you. You book things and hope that there's no conflict with others.
Well, and I work on my calendar, and April and I especially will block out time that we know
in
that in the event, Mike and I, we're working enough that folks, you know, we're just staying ahead of it. We're riding the tiger rather than the tiger swallowing us up.
I have so much great music that I run on the show from both you and April, also you and Mike. And I started laughing because I thought through some of it. There was a live album that you and Mike did.
That was,
that was so much fun to listen to.
That live album was just it was a board mix. And the engineer, about a week after that show, which was in Newark, Delaware, the engineer contacted us and said, you really need to hear this show, because they just ran a board feed. And we found somebody that tweaked it a little bit and balanced it a little bit more, but we were playing around a single mic, just working the mic, going in and going out, and it really captured a live show, and it captured the interplay between Mike and me.
I was going to say that because it's if you've seen Mike and Mike Compton and Joe performing, you know each other very well. You're friends, and the conversation back and forth in that recorded thing from the live board is a great. People should listen to it to learn how to do their stuff on stage. And how
well,
to
high praise, thank you.
It's very nice.
Mike worked with John Hartford for so long, and that he really subscribes to the notion, and we both do, that everything is part of the show. And you've just got to be yourself. And if you're not yourself, the audience is smart as a whip, and the audience will figure it out. And if you're a phony or not being true to yourself, they'll figure it out from the back row of Carnegie Hall, and you'll lose them forever.
I agree with that 100%. Not to talk about me, but I'm a jury lawyer. I'm a jury trial lawyer. And I've always said if I say something in front of a jury that doesn't really reflect what I feel or am, in other words, I can't do the other bits. I can't do the country lawyer. I can't do the. I have to be me when I'm doing it. Then I feel comfortable doing it. But I think if I try the other, you ever do this? I just do me. I get up and say what I want to say. And I think if I did anything else, it would just be absurd.
It
doesn't work.
It's good practice for everyone to just be yourself, because yourself is perfectly perfect.
So we know you have a new thing in the. Do you have a name yet for the new project?
We've not named it yet. We're just now getting. We've got about half the mixes in. We'll get the other mixes, and we'll do some listening, and see what strikes us for a title.
I look forward to that one.
Yeah.
Joe and I crossed paths a little bit. During my tenure, as Joe began his tenure on the IBMA board, which I thoroughly enjoyed, great experience.
Yes.
Are you still involved in the board?
I'm in the second year of my second term.
Okay. Cool.
And we've got a great story to tell, and the IBMA is working to extend serve roots and branches. And make sure that everybody has a great experience in bluegrass, and we share that story with people, because it's, again, it's an honest story, and people react to it.
The thing I noticed is people would say, what's it like being on the board? And I said, well, people, they all air your opinions. Everybody has their own opinions. But when we lock in on a decision, everybody moves on. We vote on that. We do that.
And it's a board decision. That's right.
And we don't come back and say, I want to revisit this. And everybody acquiesces to the fact that the board's going to vote, and that's going to be the end of the issue. And a lot of discussion, as much discussion, more than you might need. But that's what I always told people. I said, look, I don't agree with everything that's done or even put on the table. But I know at the end of the day, when we vote on something, that's the board's decision.
That's right.
And we're done. Now move on.
You know, the other thing, every time I go to a board meeting, and other people have the same response, it's just amazing to see the breadth of experience, the passion, the commitment to this art form, and that's what it is. And I'm really encouraged by the future of this music, and you know, every 20 years or so, I feel that we have an entry port into this music that sort of crops up in the 40s, the Weavers and the Almanac Singers, in the 60s, the folk boom, the rise of Doc Watson, and the Circle album a few years later, 20 years after that, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And now Billy Strings. And I did a workshop here at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival 4 years ago with Billy and Brian Sutton. And it was a workshop about the songs of Doc Watson. And I have rarely seen somebody with a deeper catalog of Doc Watson and that music. Well played and well loved. So I think our future is in good hands.
We've been talking about IBMA. I don't know that I ever defined it. The International Bluegrass Music Association.
That's right.
And Joe's agreeing with that. And what it is to keep everything moving. We have a big convention every year, which also couples with an incredible World of Bluegrass show where people can come down and the board meets and do some work. And you guys actually still do work. When you're done with your work, and then on Wednesday you might have some more. And then there's shows inside the convention center in Raleigh.
Yes.
And then there's also shows ticketed for
the Red Hat Amphitheater.
And there's a million people on stage and on the street.
And a street festival. And also, it's a mini-tiered project because it's also a professional development business conference.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a two-part phrase. It's show and business. And so we're committed to educating people in the best practices for bluegrass music for the business of bluegrass. And then also there's the educational wing. And so we have a Wernick camp that comes at the end of the week. We have a kids program that Deanie Richardson, who's on the board and plays with Sister Sadie, she's wonderful, and she spearheads that. And so we recognize that this can't be a static music, and we've got to bring more people in, and we've got to bring young people. So we've got a great story to tell.
I agree. And the board is usually made up of people like Joe, musicians. There are also record representatives from record companies, and it should be. There's the luthier participation in the board. There's event organizers that are on the board.
Yes, and then at-large members that might not fit into any one category who are just passionate about the music. They might play, but maybe not professionally, but they're passionate about the music.
I was at-large.
Yeah.
Thanks for setting that one up. That
of course.
You know, it's low-hanging fruit for me.
Happy to do it.
So it's a very, I didn't mean to talk about that, but we got off on it. I think it's an incredible organization. I think what they're trying to do is amazing. Part of that, what we call the week-long event, is the professional business part. And they also have benefits that you may not be aware of. They'll say, come down and learn about maybe joining in a group health insurance, or get your eyes checked, get your ears checked, or something
That's
like
right.
that.
So that's right.
Available.
Well, you know, and we're interested in serving the bluegrass community. And if you if you're listening and you play bluegrass music and you want to know more about it, you can go to ibma.org. We would encourage anybody listening who plays this music or loves this music to consider a membership, because that's how we really are able to do programs and services, is through the membership.
I'm glad you're on it. I'm glad you're doing it.
Thank you.
I'm happy to chat with you about that and the new music coming out.
I would love it, and we'll send you a copy as soon as we can.
I appreciate that. Joe Newberry, thanks a lot. It's always fun.
Steve, thanks so much. Well, I always look forward to our visits. It always makes me, and when you end up something like this, it makes me think of my old friend Clyde Johnson from Mount Airy, North Carolina. He was a radio man, and he'd say, well, that's all for now, friends. So we'll just say goodbye. Good luck. God bless you. Don't worry too much about nothing, because ain't nothing going to be right no how.
I need to remember that so I can use it.
There you go.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Steve.
Joe Newberry is one of the more interesting people that I've ever met on this side, and just in coming and going into music in general. And there were so many things we could have talked about. One thing that really intrigues me about Joe is he has this absolute belief, and I think he's right, especially when the weather gets nice. Joe will always start the day with, if you see him or see him on social media, he'll always say, get outside, it's good for your insides. And I love that saying. I wish I would have come up with it. I didn't. But that's kind of the way Joe Newberry is. So you heard a good sample of his singing and playing and writing. You have to see him with Mike Compton. You have to see him with April Birch. wonderful shows, totally different. He plays different roles in April, as he describes, as an amazing fiddle player, songwriter, dancer. And Mike Compton is just maybe the greatest mandolin player ever. And Joe fits right there with him. Thanks, Joe Newberry, for sitting around. And he was getting ready for a show, I think. You heard a lot of activity in the background. But sure was fun. I can't wait to see you again, Joe. Thank you so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass.